Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
There's been cheese on our minds for the last 24 hours.
Cheese on everyone's minds, to be honest.
Cheese on everyone's minds. Just quickly, I know we just went into it moments ago. I live in Armstrong Creek. The shops there off the Surf Coast Highway is something I go past most days. And I realised with my very, very keen eyes that I'm sure maybe this might have been something that people have seen for a long time.
I might be the journalist of the show, Tim, but you're the detective.
There's a cheesecake shop there right next to it. Darren Cheeseman, MP, office. Fantastic.
Is it a coincidence? Was it on purpose?
Yep.
I reached out to Cheeseman, Tim.
We think it's probably Cheeseman. Mr. MP, Darren Cheeseman, actually joins us on the phone. We've got our man. Good afternoon, Mr. Cheeseman.
Good afternoon, Tim and Jess. It's great to be with you from live from Armstrong Creek here at the Cheese Corner.
Cheese Corner, indeed. Now, you are the member for South Barwon and you, for the Australian Labor Party, the Legislative Assembly. So very formal. Don't know what you do.
Yeah, but do you know what? Darren, I love the way Tim said that so confidently. Do you even know what that means?
No, I just said I don't. But Darren, we appreciate you coming on the show. Look, we'll be honest. The last 24 hours, we've been fascinated with speaking to you. You've got it. Who came first? Was it the Cheeseman or the Cheesecake Shop?
Well, the Cheeseman has, of course, been an elected member of the Victorian Parliament. And indeed, previously, I was a federal MP for the area. So I've had the opportunity to represent the area since about 2007 in one form or another. The Cheesecake Shop is a new addition to the offering of Armstrong Creek. My office has been located here for a number of years. Right next to Dan Murphy, so you can come and get your cheesecake, come and speak to Cheeseman, and get yourself a bottle of wine on the way home.
I did realise, actually, today on my drive into work, Jess, I have made a bit of a fool of myself. In between, so they're not directly next to each other.
Oh, what's in between?
There's a Hazewinkle in between, and as I drove past today, my hands...
How embarrassing.
Darren, surely this is something that... Is this the first time this has been brought to your attention, or is this something that you're very well aware of and it actually comes up quite often?
Well, I often, of course, walk past the Cheesecake Shop if I'm heading over to the shops to get a block of cheese on my way home, and I've noticed it there in the last few months. Of course, it's good to see the Armstrong Creek Library coming along as well. A great addition to the local area, and, of course, that looks like a block of cheese.
Did you have a hand in that? Darren, do you often just look around your life and go, how can I enlist more cheese in my world?
Well, in fact, I had more than a hand in the Armstrong Creek Library. Of course, we are contributing a significant amount of money to the Armstrong Creek Library, and that is a welcome addition to this community and very much reinforcing the cheese corner that is Armstrong Creek.
Because it does look like a giant block of Swiss cheese. We love that. Now, Darren, few rapid-fire questions. Do you or have you ever referred to yourself as the cheese man?
Only on occasions. growing up at school, I was regularly given the nickname as Cheesy or the Cheese Man. Or just the cheese.
The big cheese!
Or the big cheese, yeah. So, indeed, it's a good, fun, interesting name. And as a MP, people certainly remember the name when they go to vote, and that's a good thing.
Darren, big cheese.
Thank you. Formal title.
Did you have you ever looked into your lineage? Do you know where the cheese man name came from?
Well, so I'm told that we've got distant long-term relatives in the county of Leicester in England, and they indeed were cheese makers way back. So apparently some centuries ago now, my family was known for its cheese in County Leicester, which is, of course, a cheese. My middle name is Lester, spelled the same way as that county. So it's,
Okay. Now, Darren...
There's there's plenty of cheese going around.
The whole reason that we were trying to track you down, because yesterday when I brought it to the show, I said to Jess, there's just got to be something in this. Mm-hmm. Like the fact that the MP Darren Cheeseman is very close, if not next door, to the Cheesecake Shop. Have you ever gone into the Cheesecake Shop? We'll probably leave it here because you've probably got far more important things to be doing, like building a library. Have you ever walked into the Cheesecake Shop and said, don't you know who I am? But not about being an MP, but just being...
The Cheeseman.
The Cheeseman.
Well, no, I haven't. I have bought, of course, cheesecake from there. I quite like the cheesecake cheese.
As you would.
That they I've use. It's a great product. But no, I've never gone in and said, do you know who I am? A former federal colleague used that term once upon a time and it didn't go quite so well for them, so I kept away from it.
Fair enough.
Well, MP Darren Cheeseman from South Barwon, the member for South Barwon.
And unfortunately, I'm not in Armstrong Creek, but if I were, you'd have my vote, Darren.
Cheese Corner is strong.
The big cheese has got two votes.
There you go. Darren, thank you so much for coming on the show, and long live Cheese Corner.
That's right. Thank you so much. Enjoy your day. This
is Tim and Jess. Tim, on 52232955, I want to hear about where you've lost your wedding ring.
Okay.
Because I feel like a lot of people, you know, you take it off maybe to, you know, wash the dishes, or maybe you're out and about and for some reason you've taken it off or you haven't even noticed you've lost it. A woman over in the US, in Kansas City, she is a bakery owner. And she put out on her socials a couple of days ago, bonus if you buy a set of cookies today, my diamond ring is missing.
Oh, no.
My heart is broken. It's been on my hand for 36 years. She thinks at some point in the cookies that she was baking that day.
Needing that
she dough. She lost her wedding ring. It was in the cookies and she has somehow sold it to someone else.
Could be wrong, but it feels like a Simpsons episode where something like this happened. That's not ideal. You don't want to be biting into a choc chip cookie and biting into a fully fledged wedding ring, no.
Can you imagine? It terrifies me, the thought of losing my ring set. I just love it so much.
Well, you've only had to wear it for 4 weeks, but I know that you've had experience wearing rings.
Yeah.
Over, I don't know, since you started wearing
them. Well, this ring's been on my hand set for 10 years.
Well, when you say this ring, obviously people listening know what one you're talking about. You've had rings on your other hands or whatever. Yeah. Whereas I went from no ring to ring. It took a while to get used to it, but now...
Have you ever come close to losing it?
I don't think so. I've left it at home once, and that was the strangest day ever.
Very weird.
Almost got to a point where I was like, I need to go home because I feel exposed.
Yeah.
The only time I take it off is to sleep and to go to the toilet because just going straight into it, it's my wiping hand. And I don't think...
no one asked.
Well, that's not how I want to lose it. You know, because people might think it's weird that I take it off to go to the bathroom. But yeah, I think losing your wedding ring can be really defeating because not only, obviously, it means a lot of value personally, but financially as well. It is a two-for-one, are we?
I love, she said that she told her husband that she's been, you know, she's obviously been crying a lot because of the ring. And her husband said, you still have me.
It's what the ring symbolized. Shut up, Gavin. You know that ring was worth $5,000.
Oh, no, now someone's going to bite into a bicky. She said she's willing to sweeten the deal if anyone returns her ring. She'll definitely make it worth their while and probably throw in a few free cookies.
Cookies for life. Yeah. Cookies for life, I think, is a fair
But it is yet to be found, and that's why I thought on 52232955, if you have lost your ring, maybe your partner's lost their ring.
Yeah.
Tell us how it happened.
Yeah, did you
find it?
Did you find it? Have you still never found it? I know that's one of the things. I know we got a lot of great beaches, like Bell's, got Winky Pop, a lot of surfers out there, and I've heard stories of people losing their wedding rings out in the surf. So 52232955. Kim in Leopold's given us a call. Kim, have you lost your wedding ring before?
No, my husband did.
Okay.
Just after we got married.
Ooh. Oh God, where did he lose it, Kim?
We were camping. Mount Gambier.
Lovely.
And then all of a sudden he's lost it. So it was a whole group of us. We searched for hours. We, thank God, finally found it.
Oh, you actually did find it.
Where was it?
Campsite is tough.
We think he'd been sitting down in a, like, pick up a stubby or something. Yeah. And it must have fallen off. The boys had gone off to play a bit of footy. And then I don't know. He said, well, I've noticed. I said, where's your ring? And then it was mayhem. Like I said, we found it in a bit of grass. They've been married 30 years now, yeah. So that's good.
Oh, my goodness.
It's not often you hear stories where they actually found it at the end, yeah. Kim, so it's very, very lucky. Adam, also from Leopold's, giving us a call. Adam, tell us about the story of losing a wedding ring.
Me and my wife, we went for a swim with a dolphin down off Queenscliff to Pope's Eye.
Yeah, nice.
And I hopped back on the boat after being for a bit of a snorkel and stuff and realised my ring wasn't on my finger. And it's gone all the way to the bottom to the sand. And, yeah, as a result, I still don't have it to the day, and it's one of a kind.
So you know exactly where it is, Adam?
Yes, it's in Pope's Eye where they do all the snorkel and stuff.
Oh,
Jess, you've been out to Pope's Eye. Did you see it?
Well, I'm not a scuba diver either, Adam. I just snorkeled on the surface. I didn't see anything shiny.
No offence, mate. Yeah. Why'd you wear it?
Well, silly enough, I've got a forever ring for my wife. It's on my necklace, on my neck. And silly me, I didn't even think about putting it on to my necklace to protect it.
Oh,
Adam, you know what? Maybe we'll get Jess, we'll upgrade her from a scuba, from a snorkeler to a scuba.
Couldn't we get the guys down there, you know, like the dolphin swims guys are pretty nice.
If anyone's willing to find it, I'm willing to throw in a slab for them.
Oi!
All right, Adam, we've got to go because we're going to find this ring for you. We are some thirsty boys and girls here at the radio station, and that is for sure. All right, Jess, we'll get in touch with the company that does see all dolphins and we will find. I mean, a couple of years of shifting tides shouldn't have moved it too far. I'm sure this will be a breeze. The beers are on their way.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Honestly, I'm giddy with excitement. I'm so, so proud, and I just want to wish you good luck, Jess. An opportunity's come your way, and I have decided to celebrate you.
Look at this. Look at your stupid little face. I know that this is something ridiculous.
No. You know who we don't hear enough about on this show? You. So what I've been thinking is how can we get the message of how good my little buddy is and any opportunity I'll take, I'll get at it. So look, I do have to compromise in some of these areas where I want to get you out and about. But I feel like what
this
I've found...
This is sounding very reminiscent of when I was single and you used to try and get me a man on the radio.
No. This is... I'm trying to get you an incredible opportunity. Would you like a professional photo shoot to be featured in the newspaper? The Geelong Advertiser.
For argument's sake, sure. Yeah, why not?
Well, you're in with a chance. Jess, you wouldn't believe my eyes when I saw in the paper today that the Geelong Advertiser is calling for parents to submit a picture and a short caption about their baby in the form to be running and crown Geelong's cutest baby of 2024.
Tim, I'm 32.
Bubs aged under 12 months can be entered. And her baby, it's time to pick the cutest baby in Geelong.
From chubby cheeks, I'm a cute baby?
From chubby cheeks to gummy smiles, we want to find the Geelong region's cutest babies. Now, I have genuinely entered you in.
You have not.
Yes, Jess.
You haven't.
Now,
you have an actual baby.
I have an 8-month-old son named Jack. And
have
don't
you
get
submitted
me wrong.
Jack?
No. I've because this is something that I feel. Now, I've sent you my entry that I have genuinely submitted Timothy. To the Geelong Advertiser. If you could just read that out word for word, because technically I'm not lying. I'm not lying with any of the words that I'm saying.
Hate you so much.
Go for it.
Jess is such a little cutie. Her little cheeks are just to die for. She talks a lot, but I don't really understand what she's really saying. Like you'd expect, she's a bit of a crier. Sometimes over the most ridiculous things, but I still love her. Hopefully you see what I see in this little babbling beauty.
And then there was a section where I had to upload a photo, and we'll put this up at our story at K-Rock Geelong, because you are the cutest little baby that
I
have ever seen.
Why have you put that? Why is that photo still on your phone?
Oh, I meant to. I thought I had a baby photo. I've accidentally uploaded a photo of you crying, eating chicken wings at a chicken wing eating competition. Silly me. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Just after that photo was taken, like not 10 minutes later, I threw up. Thank you for that.
I'm such a silly duffer. I genuinely meant to upload a baby photo.
Now I've got no chance of winning.
I don't know. I have a feeling you're in with a shot. You could be named. Genuinely, I've got the paperwork. Mm-hmm. I have entered you to be crowned potentially Geelong's cutest baby of 2024. And a professional, imagine you in those classic, like, you know those classic photo shoots you see of babies that are just born, like naked in a basket,
yeah,
curled up in a ball? That could be you.
Should we do a...
We won't have to do it because you'll get it paid for free in the newspaper.
I think we should do a newborn photo shoot.
For you, you're right. Because just as a fallback in case you don't, for some reason, win this competition. It is real, by the way. I know that everyone's like, haha, no, this is real. You have entered. And I'm really hoping.
When do they release the results?
Find out. I believe their submissions end on Saturday.
So excellent.
Hopefully we get a call back. I'm very excited, Jess, you cutie woody patootie.
Tim and Jess, the podcast.
Jess, there's something that I don't want to say it's bothered me for a while. But I think you're part of a problem, a greater problem.
Oh.
You might have a mate like this somewhere in town. You might catch up, you know, a lot of social sports across Geelong, Surf Coast and the Bellarine. You might have these people on your sports teams at your workplace. How many people would you consider to be your best friend?
I hate you. How dare you?
I'd personally just think you've got too many people that you call your best friend.
No, I do. It made choosing a bridesmaid very, very difficult. I had 11 people I wanted to make bridesmaids.
And would you consider...
I would consider all 11 best friends.
Okay, so there's a difference. Mm. I think there's a difference between these are one of my best mates and my best friend.
Sure.
I think best friend is one. One person. Because you'd be like, yeah, so I was catching up this weekend with my best friend Maddie. And then you won't believe, on Sunday I caught up with my best friend Kate. And then we were all talking about our other best friend Maddie. And then our other best friend Annie was there. And then, you know, best friend Mel was there. And it sounds like you were trying to tell a story yesterday.
Yeah.
And it involved three of your best mates.
No, but girls get it. Like, you can have more than one best friend. I have friends for different occasions. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's a friend. There's friends you call.
Not fair. We're the friends by the sound of it. Ooh, sounds a bit tough. I'll just go a bit rogue. I'll go a bit silent.
There's besties that, like, I've got a best mate that lives in Mount Gambier, you know, and I don't get to see her every day. She's not my everyday bestie.
Oof.
What?
Hey, Mel, how you going?
I love you, Mel. I do love you.
Not 365, more like three times a year.
Hey, we have matching tattoos, me and that bestie.
Yeah.
So she is one of my best friends.
I think there is a difference between my best friend and one of my best friends.
I disagree.
Because I think there is, like, without saying obviously a name.
Yeah.
Out of the 42 people you just mentioned.
11.
Out of the 11 people you just mentioned, do you have one that you're like, all right, but if I had to pick, I know clearly that it would be this one.
Oh, that, no, see, that's mean. Cause
well, it's not mean.
Some of them could be listening.
No. Just like, you don't have to say their name, but do you have one that you would say you are the closest to out of those 78 people?
Maybe.
Yeah. And I think that person, without saying their name, is your best friend.
Yeah.
And the rest are some of your best mates.
I would even say that my husband is one of my best friends. And I would put you in one of my best categories.
Cringe.
How dare you?
Yeah, my wife's my best friend. No, my son Jess, who's 8 months old, he's my best friend.
Okay.
He knows my name, Dad.
Okay.
And he vomits on me. Only best friends vomit on you.
I mean, if we're putting that category.
Actually, I am one of your close friends. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. How many best friends can you have?
That's many as you like.
I think you can have a whole bunch of best mates, but best friend is a different
best
title.
Best mate is a best friend.
No. Best mates, like I have like five really good people in my life that I would say they're one of my best mates. But then my mate, Nick, that's my best friend.
Right.
Hands down, no one comes close to Nick. No one comes close to Nick.
Wow.
My wife is my wife. By government law, we are married. We are one and I love her. But there's a difference between a relationship with a partner compared to your best friend. 5-2-2-3-2. And don't get me wrong, I do like my wife. I want to put that out there. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. How many best friends can you have? All right, Lloyd from Armstrong Creek's giving us a call. Lloyd, is this something that you talk about a lot with your wife? I know you talk about it a lot on the show. How many best friends can you have?
Ideally, I reckon one. Mm-hmm. One, I reckon, is your bestest close person who's been through everything with you from the very beginning.
Ride or die.
And then we can have... yeah, pretty much your ride or die, and then you've got your multiple of good friends that you can relate to.
Right.
Oh, it's like a tier.
Tiered system.
There's like a goated, good,
do you,
great.
Do you have a pyramid meeting once a month, Lloyd, and just let your friends know where they sit, or...?
Well, I would say no, I don't.
It'd be a good way to keep it all about you, hey? Yeah. Like, hey, guys, keep on your toes, you know, got to serve me, got to do everything great. Thank you very much, Lloyd. Brooke's giving us a call from Freshwater Creek, but Brooke, your son Jack has got something he'd like to say. Jack, do you think there's a number on how many best friends you can have?
I think you can probably have maybe two best friends.
Okay,
two.
So maybe but have two.
You can have as many best mates as you want.
Jack, how many best friends do you have?
24.
Okay. 24?
So you just said Jack. Now, I'm not going to... How old are you, Jack? Sorry, just quickly.
I'm 10.
Okay, so you're 10. Yeah. So you're saying, hey, everyone, you're only allowed two. Me, yeah. though, I'm allowed 24. I just want to know the maths in that. Yeah. There's a
I
bit of a...
I should know this.
Jack, do all of those 24 know that they're your best friend? Do you tell them?
Don't really tell them. We're just pretty much just all hang out together.
That's nice.
They're more my best mates.
Now, Jack, what I'm going to say is going to mean nothing to you. It might mean something to your mum and people around our age, but if you had MySpace, this would be perfect. There was a designated ranking system back in the mid-2000s. This would have been perfect for your whole 24. So,
Brooke, you can explain to Jack what MySpace is.
It's, honestly, we don't have the time. This is Tim and Jess. There's nothing worse, I think, as a feeling, as being kind of caught red-handed as an adult.
Right.
Getting caught doing something you know you probably shouldn't be doing.
Like when you're in the fridge at, like, you know, just after midnight and you're like eating ham from the container.
Oh, yeah, totally. That happens to all of us. Did you want me to say that to agree with you?
Yes, please.
I've never done that.
You've never done that?
Yeah, exactly
than
like
a sneaky
being,
midnight ham. Come on.
Sure. Whatever you're into.
If you say you've never done that, you've never snuck into the fridge after midnight and had a little tasty nosh, then you are lying.
100%. Have never done
You're
that.
Lying to yourself.
I'm pretty sure that I have been caught. And look, I run a dangerous game once or twice a week, I would say.
Right.
Maybe once a week. So I have this situation where, and maybe you have this experience with a physio, maybe a doctor, mm-hmm. maybe a PT. I feel like this would happen more with PTs. I run the gauntlet by walking past my dentist every day.
Oh.
Now, my dentist happens to be in the Westfield here in Geelong, where the food court is above stairs. And so if I need to get to and from the food court, I need to go past my dentist.
Of course.
And yesterday, I had some more dental work done. Over the last year, I've been having some work. I've got mm-hmm. some retainers. And because my teeth aren't moving as much as they would hope at the moment, they've had to do some more work.
God, they've done a great job,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, they have. I absolutely recommend it. They're fantastic. For these retainers. But today I had an inkling that I was a bit hungry for a donut. And I know that as you go past your dentist, they're probably going to, they see you with a bag of a donut. They're going to look at you and go, what are you doing?
I mean, to be fair, the donut bag just looks like a nice little brown lunch bag. Like they don't know that it's a donut in there. Yes, it might be greasy on the sides.
Yeah. We're like, oh, just toothpaste. Slipped out of the nozzle. Sorry.
My serene's leaked everywhere.
And I've been walking, like whether it's like just today or over the last year since I've started going to this dentist, there is a staff member there, and I might be overthinking this. Her name is Nikita, and she is lovely.
She's so lovely.
But I'm certain that, because I'm hiding food on my left-hand side.
Oh, do you like literally hide it?
Yeah, because sometimes I have like, fast food and all these things, or I'll have a soft drink. And soft drink is the number one no-no for a dentist.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially yesterday after having dental work. I probably should just be cooling it off on sweet treats. And I'm certain that Nikita is onto me, and she is just being a bigger, braver, bolder woman, and she'll never bring it up. But I'm waiting for the point where she gives me side eye and the slow finger point and be like, caught you.
I see you.
And And I'm worried that she's now, as her job, her obligation is to go to the dentist and say, Tim's being naughty, having sugars.
I can't stress enough, and I hope this makes you feel a lot better, Tim. There is no universe in which Nikita is sitting at her desk waiting, just hoping to spot you walking past.
I don't know if it's
so that she can catch you in the act.
I don't think it's necessarily me, but I feel like any client, because I go in there enough where, and I've spoken to Nikita on the phone over email, I'm pretty sure she knows me. So I'm like, if she sees me at the corner of her eye, she's like, well, I know him because he comes here. Why is there chicken in his hand? That's what I want to know. And maybe we need to call Nikita on the show tomorrow and say, are you
I guarantee you she's going to be like, Tim who?
And that will be the best Tim who I've ever received. And I'd rather dob myself in this way than them know that I've been eating sweet treats. And well, they're not my dad. I don't know why I'm getting upset about this.
Come on. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.